will you papi if you get beat and turn criminal? Will you papi if you get beat and turn criminal? Why would you want to eat a child for doing something that you consider to be out of place? What is it that is in you that is gushing up this terrible feeling of anxiety that you would want to take something and lick the child? You would want to box the picnic. You know, you see a woman I walk with a youth on the road, and the youth have no side, the street have no sidewalk. And instead, as she walk with the picnic nearer to the railing, and she walk outside, she walk in front of the picnic, and the picnic there walk slow, and she grab the picnic, you know, grab the picnic, and say, you know, you must walk up fast. I said, the grabbing supposed to make the picnic feel like, yes. So that's supposed to bring up the picnic in a good heart and all that. Next time I'm going to walk up fast. What kind of thinking is that? Why are you talking about spearing the rod and spoil child? What you doing with a rod? What you doing with a rod? I don't think children should be beaten. I don't think so. I don't think so. I am not one of them who condone whipping of children. You got school and teacher go beat you because you do something wrong, then beat you. And claim say, because you get the beat, you're not going to do it again. It's foolishness. Foolishness. My mother, when me go out, and she tell me, say, come in at a certain time. And the time gone. When me go in, me can't go in at the house. She locked me out. She said, go find anywhere you're there, go back there, go sleep. My mother never used to beat me. I mean, grew up and not beating my children. I mean, nothing say my children them is terrible children because they never get beaten. And I would hope that they are not beating their children. But most of the times, it is the anger that is developing in the person who is doing the violent behavior that them can't control themselves to the point now where it boils up in them that them have to use brute force. Brute force. There should be a law against people who beat children that you can't hear the picking a ball from next door, like this brother now, the latest one now. I don't know if everybody hear about it. This brother, the youth not eating. I don't know why the youth not eat. Maybe him feel bad, maybe him belly full, maybe what. And the man beat the picnic, and the picnic got a doctor now, the picnic dead. What kind of man is that? Remember years ago, about 3-4 years ago, the woman would have beat the picnic with a machete. Well, you cannot beat a picnic with machete. That is what? That is love. Ah, love him, that's why I take up the machete and beat him. I beat her. I love him, that's why when him don't eat him food, I beat him. Me remember, parents funny, you know, parents funny because when you go to school and them a comb your hair, you know, them a comb your hair with this fine teeth comb where a white people hear them comb that them thing enough to go through black youth ear because our ear kinky, roll up, our ear no straight. So when you put one of them plastic comb through the ear, it itch in the ear. Now Jamaican mothers don't take that into consideration, you know. Say the comb a go through the ear and it itch, so it a draw the picnic ear in at the scalp. So when the picnic ball out, them say the picnic nasty. And every time them draw the comb through the ear and the picnic ball out, it begs them, say a nasty the picnic nasty, so them slap the picnic in at the head. Slap the picnic in at the head. Now the problem with that, no, you know, is if you start to cry because you get the slap, apart from them I dig out your head, the scalp with the comb, if you ever start to cry, them slap you again and say, shut up, where you cry for? Them shut up, them say, shut up, where you cry for? And the little liquid begin your ball for, and lick you again. No, where that for? Where that for? That's going to make you be a better person when you grow up. Now you're with a better person. No, sir. Me no see it that way there. Me see, say, parents are big people. Are big people. Me ask her daughter, all right, suppose your man start to beat you because he don't like what you are doing. Like him come home and you don't have no dinner. Where the dinner there? When I did that, boy, I box you. I say, why you're there? Yeah, the whole day, I don't know nothing. I box you. That is something that is a no. I mean, I don't pick me. that's the answer. You know? That's the answer. I don't pick me. So right away, you know, is the pick me supposed to get them licked there? You know? Not you. So why you don't want to exempt yourself from that? But you wouldn't want to exempt the pick me from that destructive thought, thinking, that you don't know what can happen when you lick the child. The child can drop down and dead, as we can see right now that is taking place in Jamaica, where the abuse of children is getting rampant. And this is also because of a parent that will take up all that board and lick a picnic. Lick the picnic. You remember the youth where the teacher took up the thing to lick the picnic and the thing juked the picnic out of the eye and blind the picnic. It's another picnic she beat, you know. And the board must juke the other picnic in the eye and blind the picnic. What is that? Me did have a teacher named Mr. Art down at Wesley School there. He have one thing where him called the snake. It's a long leather belt. And then they have this cane. And they talk about touch your toe and take your blow. When him beat you, you ball and go sit down. You think say that make you a different person, make you a better person when you grow big? That not have nothing to do with nothing. More than you get the beating right, that's why you feel say you're not sure you do it again. And then when you turn around, you do it again. You make sure you say when you do it, them not see you. That is all of that too. It make you become almost like sneaking. Because there's certain things that you will do again and again, even if you know say it wrong. Big people do that too. Big people do that too. Well, if I things big people do, and if you know them know say it wrong, them keep doing it. But as long as nobody don't see them, it don't wrong. So what is a child? What is a child? And who is a parent? Who is a parent? We never, the Africa, we never had them something there. Both spear rather and spoil the child. We never have no book for a guide if you tell you say, don't spear the rod and spoil the child. Spear the rod. What you doing with that rod? So when the Bible tells you, say, if you pick, you do something, give him some rotted lick. Just like what I'm telling you in the Bible say, look here, if you work on a Saturday, stone you to death. If you wear linen and another cloth together, stone you to death. And not only that, if a parent, if a child disobey them parent, this is what the Bible tells you, you know, if a child disobey the parent, you should carry that child out and stone the child to death. You can't believe that? The Bible said that, you know, in the Old Testament, the Bible said that. A disobedient child must be put to death, stoned to speak to death. That is taking it to the extreme. But it's also taking it to the extreme when you're going to lick a child, don't know what will happen. You're going to lick the child going to have a shift from you and drop and bust him head upon something and out cold and dead. You're going to have a run down the youth and the youth trip and fall down, boof and bust him head and dead. And these things is happening more frequently now in Jamaica. We have to get rid of this mentality about spear rather than spoiled child. Because it's not doing nothing to advance the welfare of the children them more than get them more agitated and make them do things round the corner. Because that is where it really it bring about. It bring about some little sneaking picnic now that my mother will find out, you know, but them can't help doing it, but them have to do it, say it. Them got teeth she put something in her purse and she want a dollar. I'm going to go to the purse, go take out the money. And if the mother catch him, so be it. We talk about the abuse where some parents carry on upon them children. You know, say, in some tenement yard, because we used to live in some tenement yard, and me I tell you, say, the way the people them angle them picking in them yard, you know, it's serious thing, you know. We have man take up all pattern shy after them, you know. So where you run go? Come back here. And you expect the people to come back here to take the lick to, you know. I'll tell the people to go for your strap to beat, to make you beat him. It's a terrible thing, you know. Terrible thing. What is it that is inside a human being, a mature human being, that allow them to reach this anger in them, that they would want to make a little child become a destructive element in them sight, that when them look on the picnic, they just anger just gush out at them to do the picnic something. And sometimes I tell you, say, a whole heap of time it don't stop the picnic from doing it, you know. More than say the picnic just take more caution in doing it. Yeah, as me I say, you got thief all the money and your mother catch you and give you some rotted lick. That stop you, know, more than if you want the money again, you just make sure, say, she not debout when you take it. And you become not only a thief now, but all a liar. Because if she asks you again, you're going to say, I know you. You could have said, you know, say I'm a brother, and you don't have no brother. So we're going to play this song here from some sister in it who connected to Jamaica, living in England and all them here. And this is a poem by a man named Khalil Gibran from a book named The Prophet. Khalil Gibran write a poem named, I'm talking about, and children. So I want all the parents them in Jamaica who are listening to me right now for taking this.
Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of lies. Long before the sun, they come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love.
I go and hear the call and play it again. I know that I've never heard yet, and someone just ring my phone and say, Mota, touch it again now, please.
Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of lies. Long before the sun, they come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts.
Thank you. to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life, longing for horizon. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. Be like them, but you cannot make them just like you.
Playing that for y'all, the mothers and fathers out there, and no say your children is not your children, they are sons and daughters of light. And we are saying, anytime you really realize you lick your pickney, to the point of the pickney start to bawl, and then you bawl and I lick the pickney again and say, shut your mouth, where you cry for? He's crying because you hit him and it feel him feel pain. So you have to really reflect upon what is it? What is it that is in you that is causing that rage that you can hurt someone? Because the same rage that you use to hit a child is the same rage and a woman will use to hit her man, or a man will hit the woman, and vice versa, and it go round and round and round and round. Yeah, it's a certain rage that you can't control it, you know. But because you never have a thing for controlling it, you just keep going, and sometimes it leads you to some serious problem. Because even everything of jealousy, you know, jealousy is a serious rage. It's a serious rage, you know. So we're concentrating on you this part of the program, and we are talking about the destruction where some parents bring down upon them children in the name of being obedient. And you're not supposed to be disobedient to your children. The Bible says if your children disobey you, you must stone them to death. I don't mean to say that, you know. Google it and see if I lie, me I tell. Google it and see if I lie, me I tell. Which woman out there was stoning them pickney to death? But guess what? You can't kill the pickney the same way and without intentionally going to do it, but because of your anger. Because anger is a terrible thing, you know. Hey, God, same as a jealous God in the Bible and kill off thousands of people, you know. Just jealous, you know. Anger cause you to do some things overboard. Yes, anger. And a whole heap of people go to them children with anger. And it go overboard because them feel say what the child do, them shouldn't do it. That is really the point. You shouldn't do this. And I never bring you up, so I know some will bring you up. But maybe the attitude and the baby of the child have come from the parents too. Yes, you ever think about that? Maybe the attitude and the behavior come from the parents and the situation and conditions in which the child grew up in. Yes, some people grow up them children, even though them have them children to this with them and that with them, but the surroundings, the environment that them find themselves in, is not conducive to good thoughts and good thinking. Especially when you live in an area where you're pure gunshot. And when you look, you see one woman fight one another and tear off them clothes in the yard. And the next man box to the woman in the yard. And the picnic set up and watch all of that. Police come in the yard and kick over this and kick over that and thump down man and gun butt him and all them something. And the picnic set up and watch that. Picking up to stand up and watch that and can't do nothing about it. And then, because of the economical and situation you find yourself in, you take it out on the picnic too. Your anger is political and social and economical. Sometimes, when you hit your child, the pressure of daily life. I mean, I wonder now if a man have pressure out the road and come home with that anger and lick him woman. I don't know the difference. I can't tell the difference with an angry husband or angry boyfriend who come home with all the pressure and lick him woman. And a woman who come home with all the pressure and lick the picnic because of some simple little thing. And then you say, yeah, man, next time you will learn. Next time you will learn. It's like a dog you talk to. It's like a dog you talk to. Believe you me. So such is it. So, may I say, we should have really looked into it, because since it depends on the board now, this is what is the talking point, you know. It depends on the board now where people are looking into it about beating children and what they call it corporal punishment. Majority of Jamaican is for corporal punishment. Majority of Jamaican is for corporal punishment, meaning say teachers want to lick children. Teachers want to lick children. And parents want to lick them child. Our children for that matter. So we have to find a way to rectify it. We have to find a way to rectify it. You understand? Because it has made Jamaica better because you have been beating your child from them time till now. And your mother did beat you and your grandmother did beat your mother. That is a problem. It's a big problem that if your grandmother used to beat your mother and your mother come beat you, and when we look at the sum total of the society, it's getting worse. Then we have to look at all the different things that is happening in the society and figure them out. What is it over there so is causing part of the problem? And what is it over there so that is causing the next part of the problem? Because it's parts and parts make the whole. Yes, part and part make the whole. And right now, we have so much different parts to deal with. It's incredible. It's incredible that so much parts is there to deal with. And it have to fix. It have to fix. This is the stepping razor. The art of war. We're there with you. We are looking for this tune and can't find the tune, you know. Yeah, we are looking for this tune. That's what's wrong with this computer, you know. Yeah, it now pick up the things there like, oh, wow, pick it up. We will stand for that, you know. We will stand for that. You're not going to embarrass me, you know. Yes, people. We see the Olympics on. The Olympics is on. And that is really posing another problem. This COVID thing is creating so much different complications. We want to touch the same subject where we had touched before. And that is the subject about the children. Yes, the children. You know, the children are our future. I am the future too. The things I have passed, I am the future too. Yes, I have some futuristic ideas that can serve for a very long time. Very, very long time. So give me the opportunity and I will show you that this is not no past thing we are dealing with now. It's now and henceforth. You understand? I've been listening to the wrong radio station too about this 10 minutes in space by the richest man in the world, Buzz. I remember say the Virgin Bridge go up there to Branson, and this bridge has spent millions of dollars go up there for 10 minutes and come back. When he come back, he decides say, Bridging will go with him. He will create an award, and the award was to give Bridging $100 million. You can't believe that? He gave him $100 million and said, do what he want to do with it. Man, me I tell you, man, with friends like them there, we you don't need nothing else. Let's see, $100 million for go with him. Yeah, we don't talk about the ten minutes in space. Millions of dollars spent for just get 10 minutes worth of excitement. And now we hear people demonstrate against him because him say he want to give thanks for the workers at Amazon, and the people them say him not treat the workers at Amazon good. Yeah, Amazon is the biggest company, I know. I tell you, them have everything under wraps. I hear that you can now sell things from Jamaica on Amazon. Yeah, you can sell things on Amazon from Jamaica. But people demonstrate, and I say, the man spend millions of dollars for 10 minutes worth of flight in a year. And so much things done here, so it's necessary and important. Even if he says a pioneering move still, that little more you're going to have a whole heap of them kind of move they are going up in space. But I mean, like 10 minutes, 10 minutes, Rasta, trust me. Anyway, if you version $100 million, and a brother did up there with him, an 82-year-old woman did up there to, and a little youth did up there to. You know, it's amazing though. It's amazing for really go up in that space and look long and realize, say, wow, look by there. I want to help them did see God up there. And I don't want to. Yeah, man, serious thing with the name them. Okay, so we're going to give you female name first. Migozo, M-I-G-O-Z-O. Migozo means earnest. Ndunba, N-D-U-N-B-A, Ndunba means happy. Nzingi, N-Z-E-N-G-E, Nzingi means brilliant. Sala, S-A-L-A, Sala means gentle. So that's Ngozo, M-I-G-O-Z-O, means earnest. Ndunba, means happy. Nzingi, N-Z-E-N-G-E, means brilliant. And Sala means gentle. Okay, so we go to the male name now. Kari. K-H-A-R-I, Kari, means kingly. K-H-A-R-I means kingly. Konata, K-O-N-A-T-A. Konata means noble. Baye, B-A-Y-E, Baye. B-A-Y-E means proud chef. Babatu, B-A-B-A-T-U, Babatu means peacemaker. So that's Kahari, K-H-A-R-I, means kingly. Konata, K-O-N-A-T-A, means Konata, means noble. Baye, B-A-Y-E, means proud chef. And Babatu, B-A-B-A-T-U, means peacemaker. There goes African names for 2 days. Children. You know, I have two concerns, yeah? I want to send it out there. One, you know, four Democrats from the government, four of them went to Washington to deal with this voting rights business where the Republican them want to usurp. The four of them had them COVID vaccination, the two doses, and them catch COVID. That's a serious thing. Them catch COVID. Five of them took them vaccination and them catch COVID. The next one is that China say them have the largest flood in the past 1,000 years. No, nobody in China never born 1,000 years ago. How they measure that? How they measure the flood where happened 1,000? How these no people measure the flood where happened 1,000 years ago? If you know, say the flood where happened this week, yeah, is the largest flood since 1,000 years ago. I don't really like get educated into these things because I am totally naive to that. A flood happened 1,000 years ago, and you can come now today and say this is the flood where you have today is the largest flood you have in 1,000 years. Five Democrats go to Washington. The five of them get them COVID shots two shots, and the five of them catch COVID. I want them to tell the truth about them get the shot.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I'm happy and honored to join with Sizzla Kalanji and Rastas throughout the world in celebrating the birthday of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I.
Greetings in the name of the Most High, Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile King Selassie I. Jah Rastafari. May our lives be filled with love, blessings, and happiness as we progress as a nation of people. We are joined here to pay the greatest respect to our Emperor, His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile King Selassie I, for his 129th birthday celebration. Each year, the celebrations for the Emperor's birthday and other historical cultural holidays of our nation and country are being met with the highest, holiest, and most sacred chantings and praises, as it's our given duty. I'd like to thank you all for being a part of such noble deal in celebrating with us, ceaseless Nyabing Isis, unto the Emperor. This 129th birthday of the Emperor will be marked with the highest admiration for his works, time, love, security, and care towards his people. Therefore, it is with great honor and pride to be chosen as a respectable person on whose lot it is fallen to do thus the honor in sending to the world this message of love, life, joy, happiness, in the name of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, Jah Rastafari. Happy Heartstrong to His Imperial Majesty, Tafari Makonnen. He is our Jah and King through the proven bloodline of the hidden history of the Messianic Hebrew Israelite nation and empire. Until this day, it is proven by our daily lives and cultural activities embedded in us, even before being taken to these parts of the world against our will. Our indigenous languages can still be heard in our present-day conversations and dialogues. We are the true Hebrew Israelite, the original Jews, who were in Jerusalem from the time of King Solomon and even before. We as a nation should always and at all times be mindful, respectful, diligent towards each other in good or bad times. We should use the birthday of the Emperor and other meaningful ways to bring our people together. Our unity in all fields, especially education and domestic caring, is of paramount importance to our staging of development for the mothers and children of our great nation. Our Abyssinian precepts and principles taught and given to us is of more worth than that of the material world. Until we can stand and differentiate ourselves as the noble and royal leaders of the world before, present, and yet to be, there will always be spiritual wickedness placing obstacles in our path of success. Now is the time to be that of which they've been saying that we can't. Therefore, as we find the time, zeal, strength, energy, joy in doing ourselves up for the parties and ubiquitous fashions and glamours in our lifestyle, so must we all agitate for our nation's freedom in repatriation, reparation, and compensation to a nation of people being enslaved and casted off in the foreign lands against their will, not of our acceptance. We the people, above all organizations, stand governmentally, churchically, sabbatically, parliamentally, and statically for the purpose of the Hebrew Israelite Ethiopian nation, Welt Kingdom. Our love will shine as the morning sun with its golden rays upon every one of us. This day, as I address the nation of Rastafari, I lead you unto our own duties as black people. The matter of repatriation and reparation must be championed by the Ancient of Rastafari, host the Rastafari leaders of the Foundation of Rastafari, and the heads of state for the nation through the International Courts of Justice, the Office of our Honorable Governor General, the Office of our Honorable Prime Minister, and through to the British government and all those benefiting from the slave trade of black people. to heed to these matters of releasing every black man, woman, and child from under the colonial government over to the conquering lion, the Nyabingi Teocracy reign, the Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress, and also the Haile Selassie Rastafari Royal Ethiopian Judah Coptic Church. Repatriation is a must. Let's get it done. Our Haitians are our vanguards and custodians of the fate of Rastafari and the movements. Africa for the Africans, those at home and us abroad. Hope you might grace. You can accomplish what you will. Jah is love, let us all love. Wole Emmanuelai, King Selassie Jah, Rastafari. Hail Mai, King Selassie Jah, Rastafari. Thank you very much.
Life is a circle that goes round and round. Mine's not a circus, and I'm not your clown. Always with us now. It's always with me, y'all. God bless us all, each and every one of us. It's always with us now, so I pray. Life is a circle, goes round and round. Oh, mine's not a circus, I'm not your clown. Some people with us, some with their frown. Still I know my purpose is to share what we found. Some people insist to wear others down, but all will bear witness unto who wears the crown. Never let us down, never let I down. It's always with us now, it's always with I now. Never let us down, never let I down. Oh, time has no master, we're all in suspense. Jah don't run no border, no wall, nor no fence. So crime and disaster is all in pretense. Man too out of order, too much ill intent. Oh, oh, when will the starters make way for the bench? And when will the martyrs get justice for their flesh?
always with us now. It's always with I now. It's always with me, yeah. It's always with I, yeah. Would never let me down. Never let I down. It's always with us, yeah. Always with I now.
Oh no, no, oh no, no. go down Babylon,
go down now.
Go down Babylon,
go down now.
Go down Babylon,
go down now.
Time we don't have no nice time to get together, live together.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jah guide, one love.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a full show for you today, featuring two pre-recorded interviews and a podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. The first music interview is with Caroline Park. Her Western music takes her through the most difficult parts of her life. Trigger warning on this, Caroline speaks about being the victim of a violent attack. The second interview is with Mona Awad for her latest novel, All's Well. Mona explains it all coming up on the show. The podcast, In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, debunks the question, is water wet? 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings weather, and we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Wake in the night, to the sound of a city asleep. I walk to the window, see the